if there is a place where Bill Withers and John Prine come together musically, well, Amos Lee inhabits it. Since he was last on the World Cafe, he has spent the time touring with Bob Dylan and others and putting out a new album called Supply and Demand. The title track kicks off our live session, Amos Lee.
And my crazy suspicions of the people that I care about. I've been doing most screaming and I've been doing dreaming, and I think it's time I figured it out. Yeah, baby, I need a plan. How to understand that life ain't only supply and demand. Well, I've been going jogging in the park after dark, dragging around with me my ball. Saw the skies and make me realize that I'm causing myself this pain. That I'm warming and I'm living, yeah, I'm pushing and shoving, getting further on by the day. And I can't understand how the heart of this man ever let it end up this way. Baby, I need a plan. All the
getting things underway with the title track of Supply and Demand, which is the new one from Amos Lee. And Amos, before we go any further, just who's on stage with you today? Because it sounds great.
Thanks, man. On the bass guitar over here is Jaron Olevsky. Newest addition to the band is Chris Joyner on organ and Wurlitzer. On the guitar is Nate Skiles. And on drums is Freddie Berman.
Now, what about this bunch of songs? I mean, with your first album, we here in Philadelphia had heard a lot of those songs for a while. You'd hand them around. Did you end up writing a bunch of new things? Or?
Yeah, this record was written a lot on the road. Most of it was written on the road between Europe and the United States for the most part. And most of these songs were written in the past year.
Well, there are a bunch of good ones. I want to find out more touring stories from you because you've been out with some pretty gigantic folks over the last couple of weeks and a year or so. Anyway, when we hear another one of the new ones.
Sure. This is a song called Freedom.
is anymore. That everything's a threat, and it's only gonna get worse if we let it. I don't wanna blame the rich for what they got, or point a finger at the poor for what they have not. But to the politician and the priest, of the bees, because we've fed it. Freedom is seldom found by beating someone to the ground and telling them how. Somebody busted up into your house telling you to stay still. And while the leaders will deny defeat, the innocent lay testifying, dying in the street.
One of the things about Amos's music over the years, you really pay attention to dynamics. I mean, the first album was certainly on the quiet side. This got, of course, more of a full sound with the band. But dynamics is just such an important part of what you do. You know when to bring it down. So many people just stay at one level when they're out there. So
a lot of that's got to do with the drummer. Freddie Berman knows when to bring it down.
Indeed. So when you went out, I know you spent some time, a long time, going out with Bob Dylan last year. It was just you, or did you bring Freddie? Did you get to bring the band?
That was the whole band. Yeah, we did 3 months with Bob Dylan and Merle Haggard, and yeah, that was everybody.
So would you and Bob and Merle hang, or what was that like?
No. Not really. We would hang with their band.
Uh-huh.
We hung with Merle's band quite a bit. In the casinos and stuff, hanging around, like, just talking, you know?
Yeah.
Hanging out.
Did you meet Bob?
I just listened to him, you know? I just listened to him. Huh. Yeah, there was no, like, hanging. There was no big after parties, really. Those guys have been doing it a long time.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Well, and I know you spent some time on the West Coast recently with Paul Simon, which... Were you a Paul Simon fan at all? I mean, I know it's sort of a period of time that you were a fan of.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah.
I like his new record a lot, too. I think the writing's really great. It's good to hear good words.
Is it interesting for you to see how people work with a band out like that and the people they play with on stage?
Yeah, Paul especially. I mean, his band is so amazing. And he seems to be a really great band leader, too. And what's cool about his band is, like, it's got so many different elements. People coming from so many different places, and every night they really approach the songs in a great way.
Yeah.
That's why I'd like these guys to do, but, you know, I think we're all coming from the same place, which is cool.
There's a song you've been doing for a while, beautiful, beautiful song, Careless. Where did that one come from?
Oh, personal experience, you know, a little love, a little loss. that kind of thing.
Well, it's a good one if you can do that.
Sure.
You speak of love, but you ain't no lover. Were a friend, but more like a brother. And as the miles passed beneath me, the sounds made so sweetly came to an end. And no man can deny her. You're a liar, you got no wrong left to defend. When I left, I should have known better. All the kind of man that you are, you'd have to get her.
That is Careless, Amos Lee, another one from Supply and Demand. Amos, what's on your shirt?
Basketball is great stuff.
Now, I was noting that this is a five-piece man.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to plan things out just in case. Wherever in Minneapolis, you know, Princess and Courts out there, we're going to set that challenge up for him. And we want pancakes, too.
Yeah, now you played... Did you get a basketball scholarship to school, or were you playing in school, or you were just played?
Intramurally.
Really? I thought you were, yes. Like, really serious.
I was at one point, but I gave it up.
Uh-huh.
I had to.
And
it gave me up, really, is what happened.
And music kind of snuck in there at that time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, did you have some injury or something? I forget. Because the people who have these stories about who did something else, they had this injury, they discovered the guitar. You're not that person.
Nah.
See, I've been interviewing too many people.
That's all right. I could make one up.
Yeah. Have you ever done that? Have you ever been tempted to make up questions during interviews? Answers, I mean?
Yeah, always, man. I'm making them up. I make them up as I go.
Okay.
I try to.
Good. Well, make up a story about Shout Out Loud.
All right. Well, let's think about this. I can make up a story. We were sitting in Copenhagen, or was it Stockholm? It was Stockholm, Sweden. And we were all sitting around in a hotel on a set of swings. And we were looking out the window, and we were drinking tea. And we were thinking about all these beautiful people that we weren't going to meet that night. And this is when that song was originated.
We'll never know if that's real or not.
Shout out loud. Shout Out Loud, one you've probably been hearing on the World Cafe from the new album Supply and Demand from Amos Lee. Why'd you pick Supply and Demand for the title?
Oh, man, a lot of reasons. Mostly just because it's a difficult thing, you know, between making music and making music for people who sell it, you know. It's like, I mean, it's all part of it, you know, but it's definitely can be a strenuous relationship.
You've had a kind of amazing year, and this first album sold really well all over the globe, and you went from playing the Tuesday night at North by Northwest in my neighborhood to playing all over the world. You talk about Stockholm, you talk about everywhere. Is it hard not to get wrapped up in the whole celebrity of it? I mean, I would think at a certain point.
There's really little celebrity when it comes to us. You'd be surprised. People sometimes think that, but it's not.
Yeah.
We just go into rest stops and hang out. And nobody bothers us.
So if you're on the Jersey Turnpike, look for you.
We'll be at the Grover Cleveland.
Okay. What do you want to finish up with?
We'll do this song. It's not on the record. Something for you.
Truth, that's Amos Lee live on stage at World Cafe Live. And our thanks to Amos and the band for playing live for us today here on the World Cafe. Coming up, music from Patty Griffin. We'll get right back here to the World Cafe.